Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Dan bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tracy Eden is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. In fact, this is his sixth year as a member of our Brain Trust. He is president of Commercial Finance Group. And give us that website, Tracy.
It is cfgroup.net is the
all
easiest
right.
one.
So check that out. All right, Tracy, I do a lot of I do a lot of reporting on surveys, business surveys of Main Street, and the one I do every month for the last 16 years at least is with Bill Dunkelberg and with the, of the NFIB, the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. He'll be
yeah.
on next week, and with the May report, and the one thing that we've been that's been consistent, and I mean. It hasn't moved a broom straw thickness in the needle, this needle in 6 years. And that is that small business owners are saying all of our 97% are saying all of our needs are met. We don't need no stinking loans.
Yeah.
That's what his people are saying. What do you think? What are you seeing out there?
I would agree with that. I think what's happened is, as a result of this meltdown we are eking out of, the new perspective is how to keep yourself deleveraged.
Yep.
And the other side of it, though, is we've not had the growth.
That's right.
Uniformly across the economy.
Because
so
the big companies are doing the same thing.
Well. And you know what's not being discussed out there is why is stock market doing so well? It's not because these companies are growing by leaps and bounds.
That's
it's
right.
All this stock repurchase
manipulation.
And,
that's exactly right.
The commercial
exactly
paper market's back open. And,
I've been yelling that from the ramparts for 7 years. They were doing this before 2008.
And mainstream, unless they're doing their own due diligence. They're not finding out about it. And
well,
really frustrating.
And see, the problem, the point that I've been making on the show, and my audience knows this. In fact, I've written an essay about this. I just haven't published it. Is that in the 21st century, when big companies go to market, a whole lot of their business is with small businesses. We're their fulfillment houses out on Main Street.
Absolutely.
And so when they don't invest in the economy, we don't get contracts. And in my opinion, that's the other half of our recovery, Tracy.
Well, and a good example is you've got Mercedes leaving their existing headquarters and moving to Atlanta.
Yeah.
What does that do? Well, it's not necessarily increasing any economic
right.
growth. It's shifting it from old headquarters to new headquarters.
Yeah.
So some
yeah.
small businesses losing the cleaning contract for their building,
right.
they're losing the office supplies.
Another one's picking it up.
Employees, and another one's picking
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, that's right.
So
just
you know, things are
around.
Getting shuffled around, and it's not really giving that footing to allow a small business to say, you know, I really need to start planning my capital strategies to be able to keep up with this CapEx expenditure that Large Co. is
yeah.
starting to show. And,
how,
and so as a result, you don't have this demand for loans.
How ironic in a time when, as we said earlier, there's a more diverse landscape of capital options for small businesses. We haven't even mentioned crowdfunding loans, which is emerging.
Mm-hmm.
There's a more diverse landscape of capital options.
It's amazing.
It's happening at a time when small business owners are saying we don't want it.
Right. So it's interesting to see how that evolves, and what's happening is there's so much liquidity out there in the what I'll refer to as the alternative finance market. There is so much liquidity out there that it's starting to create a little bit of a bubble, in my opinion, as to what's going on out there. You've got people that are getting more aggressive in their structure. You know, yields are getting compressed substantially, and you know, there's going to be some, I think, bit of a commercial bubble that if our economy continues on this anemic path, you're going to see acquisitions and some consolidation because not everybody can keep that. The money cost, it costs me to keep money available if I can't deploy enough.
Right.
You know, it's hard for a business.
Well, and especially if we go to, what if we go to negative interest?
Then we're going to be talking about a lot more problems.
Now tell the audience what that means.
I mean, basically that, you know, that excess liquidity is going to start costing individuals. You're going to be paying the banks to be sitting on your
money. To hold your money.
Yeah.
That's exactly right, folks.
Today I was told, and this is actually about 6 months old, but one particular institution had something like $23 billion in their overnight deposits. Not a big institution either, and mainly geared towards the private wealth. So you would think more individual family desks, trusts.
And at some point in time, the banks are going to say, "Hey," because see, they're having to insure it, they're having to hold it and account for it. There's an administrative charge. They can't make money loaning it or in other ways, and they're saying, "Hey, this is hitting our bottom line. We're going to have to convert that into like in the old days when they charged for checking accounts."
Right.
That was charging you for a checking account essentially was negative interest, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Interesting conversation with our good friend Tracy Eden. I told you he'd have some perspectives. Even if we don't like the news, folks, that's our job here. I can't promise you good news, but we'll try to tell it like it is. Tracy Eden, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Commercial Finance Group, CFG.net is the website. Quick break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.